Scholastic Audio presents The Hypnotists, Book 1, by Gordon Corman, read by Ramon Diocampo. Chapter 1. There was something evil about the Third Avenue bus. It stood there, almost taunting, as Jackson Opus came tearing along the sidewalk, dodging pedestrians, yelling, "Hey! Hey! Wait!" He was no more than 6 feet away when the door folded shut, the air brakes hissed, and the long, accordion-style vehicle eased out into traffic. Jax stopped short, utterly defeated. A second later, he was rear-ended by Tommy Cicerelli, who had just enough breath left to shout a few choice words at the Zit Cream ad on the back of the disappearing bus. "We'll be late," Jax predicted. "Coach is so going to kill us."
"We can't be late for the championship game," Tommy ranted. "Maybe there'll be another one soon."
Sure enough, another M33 crested the rise. The boys rushed to the stop only to watch in despair as the driver went by without so much as a glance at them out of the corner of his eye. Tommy slammed his gym bag against the pole.
"Hey, man, what about us?"
"No way another bus is going to come now," Jax mourned. "Not after two in a row." Yet only a minute or so later, there it was. The route number in the front windshield clearly read M33. Even from down the avenue, Jax and Tommy could tell it was packed to the roof.